Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Millions of people are going to be gathering around their televisions, watching HBO or HBO On Demand or whatever you've got, Crave TV, on Sunday to watch the kickoff of Season 8
the final
of Game
season.
Of Thrones. And these aren't just going to be one-hour episodes either. They're going to be long episodes, from what I understand.
Yeah, and now you're talking about how many people are watching. In Season 1, 9.3 million. And usually you get to Season 8, your listeners kind of, or your viewers kind of fade. Their season 7 was 32.8 million people. So it went from 9.3 to 32.8, so it continues to grow. Most of the production happened in Northern Ireland, where the show has used 12,986 extras and 2,000 crew members across 8 seasons. But they've also filmed in Croatia, Iceland, the U.S., Canada, Scotland, Republic of Ireland, Morocco,
Malta.
You
know what, man? If I were an actor, I would never sign up for a gig like Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings. Like, they are gone for 6-7 months of the year.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's so much dedication to the job.
Quite a production, too. In Northern Ireland alone, 3,700 pounds of rubber, 1.5 tons of metal were used for armory, and 1,300 shields were created.
Holy crap. It's like they're actually at war.
No, and check this out. They went through 52,000 bags of paper snow, 163 tons of propane, 3,000 pyrotechnic effects, 4,000 gallons of artificial blood. There's some pretty cool stats here, man.
How many bags of Cheezies have been used while people sit on the couch getting their fingers stained watching that show?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hey, the Wolf.
Morning.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Doing swell. How are you?
Swell. I haven't heard swell in a long time.
Such a good
thanks. Thanks for the call, Fred Flintstone.
That's so good. I love the word swell.
Anyway, what's your name?
My name's Trucker Chad.
Trucker Chad.
Oh, Trucker
it's
Chad.
It's me in another life.
That's you have to get fired from radio.
Trucker Chad, why did you go and get a real job?
I love my job.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you have a very real job.
Right now.
You're on the highway. What are you hauling?
Broken truck. I run a heavy wrecker.
Okay. Well, broken vehicle. That's usually driven by us, so I'm actually shocked it's not one of ours.
He's hauling DJ vehicles around. That's
good. Hey, Trucker Chad, you like Godsmack and Volbeat, huh?
Of course. Third time we'll be seeing him, hopefully.
Oh, that drum solo, right?
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy.
I remember the drum off that Sully had when they played with Metallica.
Me too. That was in Saskatoon on the St. Madly in Anger tour. Wasn't it amazing? Yes,
shut up. It's a show I missed.
I was a wee little lad of 19 years young.
Yeah, about me too. Trucker Chad, are you and I this? I think you and I are the same person living in different universes.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it.
Trucker Chad.
Once in a while too.
Trucker Chad sounds more manly than you. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, we better end this conversation before our world implodes, Trucker Chad. So we're giving you square number 17. Good luck. You could be off to Saskatoon. If the chick poops on square number 17, it is the Regina Mazda Easter drop. And you can get accommodations at Delta Saskatoon downtown. $250 gas card from Sherwood Co-op. I wish you nothing but the best of luck, Trucker Chad.
Thank you very much.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Well, the Masters, professional golf's most popular and prestigious tournament, is on this week. Whenever I see this tournament, it makes me want to start swinging the club again. Gives me a reason to want to play golf. Like, for instance, it's super relaxing unless you slice one into the woods, get stuck in a sand trap, miss an easy putt, get stuck behind a bunch of old ladies, lose your balls. It's the easiest way to meet the U.S. president. Another reason to take up golf. You hate seeing all your ugly pants go to waste. I know that's why Chad golfs. Your bowling league just isn't the chick magnet it used to be. Another reason why you want to take up golf. You want to drink beer while playing a sport and you hate bowling. Ball washing jokes never get old. If you get good enough, popular announcer Jim Nance may someday whisper in your ear as you stroke it. The club, I mean. The ball with the club, I mean. You really like tiny pencils without erasers. And the top reason to take up golf this spring and summer, the rest of your family doesn't play golf.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You get into a cab. You're on your way to the airport early in the morning. Now, you're shaking the sleep out of your eyes, and you're sitting in the back. Say it's a longer cab ride.
Like, you get into Edmonton and the airport's in Leduc.
Right. And you have to sit there, and you have to strike up small talk with the cab driver. I feel like I need to. I can't sit in silence. Silence drives me nuts, but I'm not a small talker. So I'll find that a lot of the time I'll be talking with the cab driver, and the first thing I ask is, busy? Busy? Oh, yeah, very, very busy today. Oh, okay.
See, that's
and then I don't know where to go from
there. That's your first problem.
What do you mean?
When you small talk, you don't ask yes or no questions. Because you want.
What are you supposed to ask?
Well, so for instance.
What's your view on gun rights?
For instance, yeah. There's been a few, you know. How long you lived in Canada? He tells you I've lived in Canada for 6 years.
But that's an assumption. But then again, you're making an assumption not from Canada.
Then he'll tell you I've lived in Canada all my life. Oh, cool. So how do you like living in Edmonton? Really like it. You know, I love the... I'm just using Edmonton as an example. Love it. You know, I love going... So what's your favorite thing about the West Edmonton Mall? There's lots of... Just don't ask yes or no questions. Because if you say, are you busy? Yes. No. That sucks.
I need to take you along with me more, maybe, because I can't handle it. And my wife is perfectly comfortable sitting in absolute silence.
Like she's, I can't do that.
And she is like, she even says, why do you do the small talk if it makes you uncomfortable? And I was like, I don't know.
You get in a cab, use your example. You get in a cab, and a lot of times in cabs, the seat belts are hard to work in the back seat. Yeah. Hey, man, can I ask you a question? How come when I get into a cab, most of the time the seatbelts don't work in the back seat? Then you'll be like, well, because I want you to die. Or, like, you know, what I mean?
My palms get sweaty just thinking about even getting onto an elevator. Like, I will wait to get onto an elevator if I know I'm getting onto it with just one other person. Because I feel that need to have some sort of conversation. Mm. And I won't. I'll just sit and, no, go ahead. I'm going down. Oh, okay. When I'm totally going up and they see me on the same floor like 5 minutes later.
I'll tell you one quick example. I was in an elevator recently at the General Hospital because my mom was in there. And you get into the elevators in the General Hospital, they're not exactly palatial. There is one elevator, one of the elevators, it's like a guy, like it's a big, long strip of wood out of the side, like somebody carved it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said to the one guy, what do you think happened here? And there was like, we got into like a 2 minute conversation about it. That's what you do.
What's your go-to for small talk? What fires up the conversation? Please help me because I am in dire need of help. 936 Wolf, call it, text it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's okay. How do I make small talk, my friend?
One of the easiest things to do, whether you want to have conversation or not, wear a kilt. It takes care of itself.
That's a great tip. How often do you wear a kilt?
Weekly.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, that would do it. I mean, there's a conversation piece right there.
Like just out to the grocery store?
To work. To the grocery store. To wherever.
Oh, wow.
Where do you work?
I work at a consulting company.
Well, I appreciate the consultation on small talk, and that might work.
All right, have fun, man.
All right.
Take care, man.
Oh, boy.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.
You too. I don't think anybody needs to see that.
No, I don't.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So somebody sends in a text, just stay looking at your phone. That's true. If I don't want to make small talk with somebody, I should just look at my phone. That's what I... You know what I should really do? Mm. I should face my fear. And one of these days, I should just get into a cab. And I'm talking get in the front seat. And just turn and look at the cab driver. And don't say a word. Like, just embrace the awkwardness and just wait for them to say something to you to start the conversation. Why is it always on me?
They're probably tired of talking to them. They talk all day. They're probably the kings of hating small talk. Anyway, they say if the conversation isn't going anywhere, be honest. If you find yourself just talking about the weather, it's okay to say that you hate small talk.
Really?
Then ask if they want to talk about something else.
I don't think it is.
Just make sure the topic is good. Okay.
I don't think that's right. I don't think you can say to somebody, listen, what you're talking about is stupid. Next. You can't do that.
They say you're supposed to pay attention to people who are good at small talk. And talk show hosts are good people at this. So are we? Well, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm sure not.
They say you're supposed to like somebody probably. Like Ellen or somebody like that. I meant real talk show hosts.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And tell stories. Like, look for opportunities to drop in something for yourself. So if you're somebody talking about diving, maybe drop in a story about how you were diving one time and your experiences, that type of stuff. I don't know. Basically intrude in a conversation. You know, you're right. Just stare at your phone. That's why the phones were invented.
Or in Saskatchewan, what you need to do? Complain. That will always carry the conversation.
Well, you know what's funny?
Complain about something.
That's true.
Complain about the weather.
That is true.
Complain about the traffic. Yeah. Complain about the riders. You'll be fine. You just can't say anything positive because then they'll look at you like you're a weirdo. Who is this?
Yeah.
Hippie.
Yeah.
Oh, positive.
Yeah,
Mr.
things are
shiny
great.
And bright.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We're talking about embracing those awkward moments, and this is from Stan on the text line at 936-WOLF. If you want to dive into awkward, check this out. Go and get onto an elevator and don't face the doors. Then and then ask if anybody else finds it weird.
That is funny. I'm going to try that.
I know, I need to try that too.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Joining us now, Charleston Hughes of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, who's led the CFL, did you know, Chad, 3 years in a row in quarterback sacks.
Right. He's a stud. He's a stud, man. Yeah. Charleston Hughes, love him, buddy. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah. You're feeling good coming into the season or what?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to play. So, I wish the season was coming up earlier.
Yeah.
Are we gonna have a strike or what?
I have no clue, man. I'd rather not. I'd rather be playing
because
that means I got to train even longer.
Right.
So I'd rather not strike.
Do you know this guy works on the pipeline, too? He works in the oil field,
man,
too.
Man, you are a busy dude.
Yep,
busy
they use me rather than heavy machinery.
Charleston Hughes joining us from the Rough Riders, but you're also involved in a charity event coming up here at Scott Collegiate today, then in Seven Stones in a couple of weeks. Tell us about it.
It's a program called Dunk Out Bullying. It's me and a bunch of guys from the team, and we're going out playing basketball, you know, raising awareness, giving talks to kids and stuff, trying to just really raise awareness about bullying. You know, cyberbullying is a big thing in this country. Even just regular old-fashioned bullying in school is a big thing in this country. And it's one of those things where you really gotta raise awareness, bring light to it. Teach them how to stand up for themselves and teach them that you got people that you can reach out to and talk to.
Right.
Yeah, it's good that when they see big athletes, big football players like yourself, tree trunk for arms, that you're compassionate and you can reach out to them and show them that you're there to help.
I mean, that's why I started the program, because even how you just described us, he's a stud, he's a big bad football player on the field. Well, I'm just showing that we can also get on the basketball court and be very graceful and laugh and have fun.
Well, and probably, I'm guessing not all of the football players are good at basketball either, so you could be a little vulnerable too, right?
But we pretend to be graceful.
That's good. Hey, and you're tied in with the Saskatchewan Rattlers, the new basketball team too, right?
Oh, yeah. We're tying up with those guys as a basketball test to raise awareness to their upcoming season and our upcoming season coming up too. So.
Right.
We figured what better way to talk about basketball is with them.
Scott Collegiate today in a couple of weeks, Seven Stones here in Regina. You're also in the Saskatoon area. Thanks for coming in, and we can't wait for you to lead the league in sacks 4 years in a row.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Can you quarterback, too?
Oh, yeah. I might be able to.
Yeah, Charleston is behind center. I like it.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Think the thing to do right now in Saskatchewan is complain, because we are in peak complaint season. I mean, it is the perfect storm right now. And you might say, well, January is perfect complaint season because that's like, you know, it's cold. Yeah, but that's all we have to complain about in January. That's it. There's nothing else but the cold.
Yeah,
there's so much.
Yeah, I think one of them I've heard is allergies. That's the one word I hear is allergies. People got sniffles or their eyes are bugging them and they're complaining about their allergies.
But our complaints in this province are ridiculous because allergies. Well, yeah, I get it. You've got them, but you know what that means? That means it's getting warmer.
Yeah, but it's too dusty.
And then it's going to be too hot.
We need rain.
And we need rain. And there's another complaint. What's your Saskatchewan complaint? Your go-to Saskatchewan complaint? Because everybody has a couple in the chamber, you know, ready to go.
Yeah.
A lot of people on our Facebook page are alluding to our complaints about traffic. Which I find laughable.
That, we don't have any complaints.
We don't really have traffic here. I mean, there's nothing. If it takes you half an hour to get home, it drives you crazy, right?
Yeah.
Sean Ozier says, windy days. I don't mind wind, but when the wind is over 40K, I dislike it.
Wrong province, then. Especially when it's dusty out.
But everybody's saying the wind. Jeff Gasper says, I'll take Moose Jaw potholes for 200, Alex. Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy daily.
Dave, what's your go-to complaint?
The price of their beer, man.
Yeah, we have crazy liquor prices.
I just came back from Montreal, man, and I couldn't believe the difference in prices. It's so cheap out in Montreal compared to here. It's crazy.
Yeah, you want the case of Molson Export?
Yeah.
We give you half a pack of a Player's Light, half pack. I smoked it at the Le Couche-Tard last night.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.